Welcome. Today we're discussing some seriously cool stuff about running Python code in a sandbox using Pydantic AI's MCP server. Get ready to geek out.
A sandbox? Like playing in the digital sand? I'm intrigued. So what's the big deal here?
Think of it as a safe space to execute code without any risks. It's all contained. The really fascinating bit is how they're doing it. Using Deno to run Pyodide inside a WebAssembly sandbox. It's kind of mind-blowing.
Deno and Pyodide. Okay, you're losing me a bit. Break it down for us.
Right. So Deno loads code on demand, and there's this tool UV that can install Python dependencies on the fly. Simon Willison, the mastermind behind this, shared a one-liner shell command that combines all these pieces to run Python code.
A one-liner? Seriously? That's impressive. What does it actually do?
Well, in the example, it calculates the number of days between two dates. Not the most practical application, but it demonstrates the power of this approach. It uses an LLM, specifically Claude 3.5 Haiku, to figure out the Python code needed, then executes it within the sandbox.
Wait, so an LLM writes the Python code? That's wild. So the process involves Deno, Pyodide, an LLM, and a sandbox? Is that even efficient?
The efficiency isn't the main point here. It's about the sheer ingenuity of it. It's like building a Rube Goldberg machine for code execution. Plus, using tools like UV and Deno makes this kind of experimentation really accessible.
I see. Interesting. It's all about the elegant hack then. But let's get back to the LLM. How does it know what Python code to write?
You give it a prompt, like how many days between 2000-01-01 and 2025-03-18, and the LLM generates the necessary Python code to do the calculation. Then the MCP server, powered by Deno and Pyodide, takes that code and runs it safely in the WebAssembly sandbox.
Got it. So, it seems complex. What's the advantage of doing it this way? Besides, you know, the coolness factor.
Security. It's a safe and contained environment, perfect for testing user-submitted code or running untrusted scripts. It also simplifies dependencies, because everything is packaged up within the sandbox.
Pretty slick, actually. I'm assuming it's not limited to just Claude?
Exactly. Simon also got it running with Mistral Small 3.1, another LLM, locally using Ollama. He even added logging to see the back and forth between the LLM and the MCP server. Truly a fascinating experiment.
Logging? Oh, that's good stuff. Can we look at these logs sometime?
Sure. They essentially reveal the conversation where the LLM requests the Python code execution. It's a clear illustration of how the whole system works. It makes the process transparent and even more intriguing.
This whole one-liner magic really opens up some interesting possibilities. Imagine the potential for automating complex tasks with this kind of setup.
Exactly, and that's why we're talking about it. Thanks for joining us today, everyone, and catch us next time for more exciting tech deep dives. Bye.
Goodbye.